Gentlemen, pray silence for the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor.
Prime Minister, my Lord Alderman Sheriffs, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Corporation of London, I offer you a welcome which is as warm and heartfelt as that with which all units of the South Atlantic Task Force were received on their return to this country, and which you, as representatives of that force, received marching through the city this day. In referring to the task force, I include not only members of the armed services and merchant navy, but also all those who worked in support to mount and sustain every aspect of a complex operation. We are delighted to entertain you today as representatives of that force. Your endeavours have had an effect which reaches far further than the recovery of the Falkland Islands. You have given this country a newfound confidence. You have ensured an even stronger respect worldwide, both for the professionalism and quality of our armed services and for the ability of our many support services. Above all, you vindicated the youth of this country. You represent what is best in Britain. With you in Guildhall today are men such as Wellington, Nelson, and Churchill. For they are commemorated here. They would approve of the way you've done your duty. The people of this great nation have been stirred by your deeds. The size of the crowds and their enthusiasm as you marched this morning with the bearing and precision that cannot be matched outside these shores can leave you in no doubt of that. You took our national pride with you to the Falkland Islands. You fought with courage, determination, and comradeship for a just cause. You triumphed. And today we salute and thank you, and all who worked with you in support of this great enterprise, for upholding the honour and ideals of this nation, whilst we remember those who've not come home. We are immensely proud of your achievements, and on behalf of the Corporation of London, I have the pleasure to mark this occasion by presenting swords to Admiral Sir John Woodward, your task force commander, and to General Sir Jeremy Moore, your land force commander. And I now invite them to step forward and to accept them. I now have pleasure in inviting all those not of the task force to rise and join me in a toast. The toast is the task force. Task Force. Here it
Pray silence for the Prime Minister.
My Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, may I thank you for that wonderful applause. But we are here to thank you for what you have done for our country. And I'm proud and honored to join today with the City of London in its salute to the task force. Military parades and pageants are part of the distinguished history of the City of London. And it is right, and the whole nation will feel that it is right, that we gather in the heart of the City of London to honor all those who took part in the Falklands campaign. And what a wonderful parade it has been, surpassing all our expectations as the crowd, deeply moved and sensing the spirit of the occasion, accompanied the band by singing Rule Britannia. The Falklands campaign was one of the most brilliant achievements of modern times, a triumph of endeavor and skill, of planning and imagination. We owe that triumph to the best, the bravest, and the most professional armed services in the world. We thank you all, those who are here, the many more who, for reasons of space, could not be here, the 777 valiant young men who were wounded, the 255 who gave their lives and whose memory will be honored forever. We grieve for them, and we think especially of their families in their sorrow. We also thank those who served in the Royal Fleet Auxiliary, the merchant seamen, the workers in the dockyards and supply depots, the nurses and other volunteers, and those in British industry who made such splendid efforts to ensure that the force was properly equipped and supplied. My Lord Mayor, this magnificent feat of arms has our unstinted praise. But our thanks go beyond even this. In those anxious months, the spectacle of bold young Britons fighting for great principles and a just cause lifted the nation. Throughout the land, our people were inspired. Doubts and hesitation were replaced by confidence and pride that our younger generation, too, could write a glorious chapter in the history of liberty. As the Reverend Sydney Smith said of our countrymen many years ago, and I reaffirm his words today. I have a boundless confidence in the British character. I believe more heroes will spring up in the hour of danger than all the military nations of ancient and modern Europe have ever produced. Today, we know that is true. But, my Lord Mayor, it is not only the people of the Falklands who feel gratitude to the task force. And they will be rejoicing with us today, and their hearts will be full. We, the British people, are proud of what has been done. Proud of these heroic pages in our island story. Proud to be here today to salute the task force. Proud to be British.
My Lord Mayor, Prime Minister, my Lord Alderman Sheriffs, ladies and gentlemen, pray silence for Admiral of the Fleet, Sir Terence Lewin.
My Lord Mayor, Prime Minister, my Lord Alderman, Sheriffs, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very great privilege for me to reply to your warm welcome, Lord Mayor, and for the generous things that both you and the Prime Minister have said about the services. I reply not only on behalf of those who have just yomped through the city, but for the whole task force. And like you, I use the term in its broadest sense, encompassing those servicemen and civilians who sailed and flew to the South Atlantic, and those at home who provided the vital support. This was very much a combined operation. We are all very conscious of the great honor that you bestow on us by inviting our representatives to march through the city and by entertaining us to such a magnificent luncheon in these illustrious surroundings. I can well imagine that Arctic ration packs on Mount Tumbledon were nothing like this. We're all deeply aware that it's a distinction that's reserved for the very proudest moments in our history. And we're touched and most grateful. I know, Lord Mayor, of your wish that as many as possible should take part in today's great occasion. And you've more than filled this hall to overflowing. In fact, I hear from a reliable source that you have broken all previous records by some 500. We who are here count ourselves very lucky, but we see ourselves as the representatives of many, many thousands of our colleagues. And they, wherever they are in the world today, we know, share our gratitude that you've honored the task force in this way. My Lord Mayor, may I, with your approval, take an opportunity to go beyond the City of London to thank all the people of this country who've given such tremendous encouragement and support to the services throughout the campaign in the South Atlantic. And all those who travelled from far afield to give such a tumultuous and heartwarming welcome to our returning units on their arrival home. And our most heartfelt thanks go to all those who have given and are still giving to the South Atlantic Fund, which will do so much to ease the burden of the bereaved families of those we lost in battle and of the wounded. To know that the services have the support and appreciation of our countrymen and countrywomen makes their often difficult and sometimes dangerous job much lighter and the sacrifices they have to bear entirely worthwhile. And let us not forget that we have men in Northern Ireland and still in the South Atlantic facing hardship and danger this day. It is, of course, our duty to serve our country. But knowing we have our people behind us gives us stouter hearts and greater courage. Of one thing, I am certain. The services will never let the country down. My Lord Mayor, you have given all of us here a day to remember for the rest of our lives. A fairy tale ending to an episode in our country's history in which all the members of the task force have been proud to play a part. A story we shall tell our grandchildren in the years ahead. Some will have to wait longer than others for that. We thank you for the very great honor, and we wish continuing success to this finest of cities. Fellow members of the task force, I give you a toast to the Lord Mayor and Corporation of London.
Pray silence for the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor.
Lest we delay too long, I have nothing to say more than thank you very much indeed. Thank you for coming.